Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First.
Tina, hi. How you doing? It's Stacy Washington.
Oh, hi, Stacy. Yes, I was calling you this morning regarding Jacqueline. She reached out to us late last week and said she wanted to sign up to our home care agency with you as the caregiver. So I wanted to know if you got our links, like our hiring document links.
Okay, so I'm going to speak to you, and then I need to speak to your manager.
Okay.
Because I'm the one who called you, not the client.
Okay.
I'm the one called you. And I was looking for a different agency to switch over to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I gave you my information and my mother information
mm-hmm.
so we could see how much you was hiring, I mean, how much you could get me started on and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never signed no paperwork, and my mother never signed no paperwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys contacted Keystone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you contacted Keystone, Freedom Care, they stopped they stopped everything from Freedom Care. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Freedom Care stopped paying me. So I didn't get paid Thursday, Friday. I didn't get paid Friday. I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got nothing from them because they said the account is on hold because
mm-hmm.
of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Which
no, let
I
me explain.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I feel as though you guys did that way too fast,
mm-hmm.
and now for the last 3-4 days, I didn't get paid because I didn't sign no paperwork with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys is gonna pay me for the days that I missed when I was not. I'm not even signing nothing with you guys. I inquired about your service. I inquired how much you was going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I inquired the same thing with another agency
mm-hmm.
that didn't do none of the stuff you did. They gave me all the information. They gave me everything. They did not contact Keystone because I did not sign paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me explain to you why we were able to do this. So, as a general rule, the agency does not have the authority to end services with another agency and start it with the next. We only can do that. Right. We only can do that with Keystone. And Keystone needs to confirm with the patient. So, on the 22nd of January last week, the service coordinator, the patient, and a member from our agency had a three-way call and confirmed that they wanted to switch providers starting on the 23rd.
Hold on. To me, that was illegal because my mother obviously didn't know what she was agreeing to. That was illegal. I can have a lawyer call you and tell you that that was illegal for you guys to have that conversation. I'm the one who called you.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's not in our authority to switch the authorization. That goes back to Keystone. Keystone should have been aware of that.
I'm going to have to get a lawyer involved in this because I see you guys moved way too ahead. You jumped the gun. And you should know, nobody signed paperwork for you to even, y'all didn't even let my mother even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all called her, y'all put her on three-way, said yes. She didn't even know what she's saying yes to, because I'm talking to my mom. And she was like, but we didn't sign no paperwork. How did they just stop us? Because Family First did some shiesty shit, and they should have never did that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all should have never did that.
All right, I'll take this information.
Nobody signed paperwork, and let me speak to your supervisor because nobody signed paperwork for y'all to authorize to call Keystone, put them on the phone to hurry up and sign my mother over towards something she's not agreeing to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand. I have this all down. My supervisor's currently in a meeting. I'll send her a request to give you a call back.
Yes,
okay.
Because I will contact a lawyer for this. Because
okay.
Now I'm not getting paid because of what you guys did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all
all
messed
right.
up. Y'all going to pay me something.
All right. Because
that was illegal.
Okay.
Lawyer fees and everything. I'm not signing up with Family First.
Okay, I understand. My suggestion to you right now would be to call the service coordinator at Keystone and explain to her this information so she can send the authorization
to the correct
agency.
We definitely calling them.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
We definitely calling Keystone. We definitely calling a lawyer. Y'all definitely going to pay for jumping involved like that. Y'all should have never did it. And I hope your manager called me back.
Yes, you definitely will. Stacey
Washington, 484-300-2396. I'm the one who initiated the phone call from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I did not say I was signing with you guys. I didn't sign anything. Y'all jumped up, called my mom, and then put Keystone on the phone on a three-way, which was not that's illegal right there because you're leading. Keystone should have called my mother by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a lawyer, but I ain't stupid. So I hope your manager called me back.
All right. Will do. You have a good one.